Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good morning, morning, morning. This morning we have no longer interns, but employees, Gone and Taylor. I'm Taylor. I'm still an accounting student. Oh, technically I'm an intern. Sorry for that. I'm an accounting intern for MCO Construction. I'm in my third year at FIU International, FIU Business School for Accounting. And Gone has already graduated. Gone, introduce yourself.
I graduated my master in management last year with Furthermore University, currently working with MCO, and today we're going to do our blog talk show. We don't have no fixed chapter, so everyone will go with their aha moment in the blog.
Alrighty. And I also want to preface this conversation with the fact that we will be starting our intern show back regularly, as we are supposed to, because we are having a new summer intern program, so we're going to have a new set of interns and get a new set of ideas and a new set of eyes and fresh views towards thinking Go Rich. I would say that my aha moment from throughout the book was the battle of persistence, because that is a chapter that hit with me personally. I feel like with my own personal goals and struggles, I don't think anything else in the book hit harder than the chapter of persistence. And that's something I'm currently working on, and it's something I'm currently battling. Gone?
My aha moment is coming from the chapter of desire, because the chapter resonates me, as I don't see how you can reach your goal if you don't truly have a burning desire or obsession about something to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So be sure that you need to use some words and be friends with those like determination, will, persistence, strategy, and always be 100% confident that nothing can stop you. Also, I like the 6 step that he gave through the chapter. Fix the exact amount you want, determine exactly what you intend to give in return, establish a fixed date, write a concise statement, create a plan, and start acting on it. Read your written affirmation twice a day, morning, evening. I guess it's better to have it like on your wall when you just walk up, you're going to see, or in your car, or on your phone, has your wallpaper, or just like record yourself saying it and just listen to it every day or every 3 hours. That's going to boost you up to move forward. I really like this chapter because it's the first chapter of the book, and it lets you reflect a lot while you go through it. So if you have not found your burning desire yet, just read the book, Think and Grow Rich book. Before you finish the chapter, you will understand why this chapter is very important. Mm-hmm. So I believe that like the 6 steps that he talk about in the book make perfect sense to me. Because if you don't know where you're going or how to get there, you will never will. And honestly, I believe that if you follow those steps, you will reach your goal and dreams easily. So the action to take after reading the book will be like, just write down your most important goals. Set the step as per above, or of course, use the complete guide that he gave you through the book. And just keep reading. Everything will work out fine. There's nothing that's going to be easy. You will face like impediments or obstacles, but that's how you reach your goal. So yeah, that's my aha moment from the chapter desires.
Yeah. And I personally don't have the chapter of persistence up, but I understand that one thing. And that persistence is based off of, the whole book entirely is based off of Gone's chapter of desire. But persistence hit harder, even though it is based off of desire. Persistence is just a battle of action, moving forward with or without motivation. And it's hard for certain individuals to move forward when they don't feel like it, especially for the select few who've kind of trained themselves into not doing anything they're not comfortable or not doing anything they don't feel like doing. But sometimes what you feel is not necessarily what should or should not be done. So personally for myself and for what I felt with the book, the persistence chapter tells you or tries to teach you how to move forward without necessarily having the motivation. But as long as you have that burning desire, like Gone stated from her chapter, which is the first chapter of the book, you can and will be persistent. And as you continue to be persistent in your actions and your movements and your feelings, then your end goal or your burning desire will come into its full fulfillment. And that will conclude our short little intern episode for today. We will see you guys next Friday at 10 a.m. It will be more detailed, and it'll go back to the way we usually do it. But MCO got a little busy, so what? God willing, thankfully. Love you all. Continue to read Think and Grow Rich, and until we get our new interns, we will come back with our aha moments and give little snippets of the chapter that we feel pinged to us, and we'll be better for our listeners. Alrighty, thank you. This is Taylor, and this is
Gwyneth,
and we will see you next Friday at 10 a.m. Thank you.